Thought for the week from the Reverend Stephen Guise, priest in charge, Feast of Pentecost. Dear friends, although not so numerous as those for Christmas and Easter, the Feast of Pentecost has a number of hymns for the season, mostly invoking the Holy Spirit to come upon us. Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire, and lighten with celestial fire, is a particularly well-known example, composed by John Cosin, 1594-1672, and based on the Latin Veni Creator Spiritus. It is quite often sung at confirmations and ordinations. Another responsory based on a psalm goes, Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. As I write, we are still in lockdown, and one unforeseen beneficial side effect of this has been the renewal of the face of the earth. The enforced relaxation of human activity has given nature a chance to renew itself. Skies are less cluttered with vapour trails, and the reduction of vehicles on the roads has given towns and cities cleaner air. I'm sure you can think of other benefits of this kind. Of course, we are also aware, conversely, of deleterious effects on the economy, but it does raise the question as to whether we need to, or should, return to our previous frenetic ways. Do we really need, for example, to make so many journeys in gas-guzzling vehicles, or to continue to be such frequent flyers? The present crisis has given us pause to reflect more deeply on how much we depend upon our planet's natural resources, and whether we might organise our lives in a more eco-friendly way, no longer simply as consumers, but as responsible stewards of God's creation. Perhaps this Pentecost we might ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us afresh as individuals and as a community of faith, so that not only we, but the whole face of the earth can be renewed. Father Stephen.